does good, not even one. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they keep deceiving. The poison of asps is under their lips. They're children of their father. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery in their paths. The path of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. There's the basic description of the living dead. Evil, selfish. They're just a whole race of Lazaruses. And we love our darkness, and we love our sin. We thrive on selfish lust. We want to do the things that please our father, the devil. By the way, this diagnosis of man has been the conviction of Christians through the centuries. And you can read statements of the Council at Dort and Westminster Confession and all kinds of other theological creeds through history, and this is how man is understood biblically. This doctrine has been called total depravity, but I feel that the total depravity is a misleading term. If you look up depravity in the dictionary, it's a synonym for viciousness. It's a synonym for being vile. In fact, to be depraved, according to the dictionary, is to be degraded, debased, immoral to a dangerous degree, like rapists and serial killers. The word depraved sort of connotes a level of evil that's just not applicable to everybody. To say someone is totally depraved, you know, you think of Jeffrey Dahmer or Charles Manson or somebody who has not a vestige of human goodness and void of all normal affection and restraint. To call someone totally depraved would set them outside normal people as vicious perverts. But that is not what is meant when theologians refer to total depravity, because not everybody is as bad as they could be, and not everybody's as bad as everybody else. What we're talking about here is what I've chosen to call absolute inability. What is true of everybody is we have no ability to respond to the gospel. We are completely unable to raise ourselves out of a state of death. We are completely unable to give our blind hearts sight. We are completely unable to free ourselves from slavery to sin. We are completely unable to turn from ignorance to truth. We are completely unable to stop rebelling against God, stop being hostile to His Word. We are not only unable